Hi friends, today we are going to cover subject on distribution and retailing strategy under our subject of rural marketing. It's a very interesting subject, especially for the rural marketers. We are going to cover different aspects of distribution strategy which one need to really look at while you practice your rural marketing initiative. So let's start with rural marketing and its related challenges across distribution strategy. Now, we all know that rural marketing is spread so wide and far, like 650,000 villages. Customers are fragmented. There are small villages of small hamlets, with about 500,000 and then going above. Road connectivity and various other aspects are very, very critical in terms of distribution reach are there. That needs to be looked at. Not only that, you have to ensure that the goods once reaches there, they are made aware. Their consumption starts, then the continuous availability needs to be there, for which you have to have a shopkeepers who are going to sell your products. Shopkeepers are also the one who has to then start selling only your products. Then again, the brand dynamics come into picture. The shopper who is able to now start selling the products in rural market, he will not want to lose his sale just because your product is not available. So once he knows that somebody has started using, shampoos across his market, the females in that area started using it. Now, if your brand is not available, it's going to definitely promote the other brand. So, this and various other aspects are very critical when it comes to rural marketing distribution. So, physical distribution, right from production to the reaching the shopkeeper in the rural market is the subject of our today's interest. So, let's continue to understand the challenges in the rural market. With the aspirations and income of rural consumers are also going, and their exposure to the information, their connect with the city has become more frequent, has more become practical, etc. All this adds to their awareness, and that awareness is making them choose things, what is needed by them. They are also not willing to probably sacrifice, or they are not also willing to probably not accept something which is needed by them, available in city, but not made available to them. In their rural areas, they are okay with small packets and size, etc. But the level of service or kind of support that they needed, they expect more or less the same level. So, service marketeers also have a different challenge in the rural distribution. So, this what is needed is beyond advertising promotion, which is okay to influence your city sales, wherein your proper retail and its planned distribution is in place. You will see within the urban areas, there are planned distributions, like on Monday, the truck will go to this eight localities and give the goods which are ordered, or, a retailer pushes, rather the salesman pushes the retailer to buy that goods. And then he has to come in that area maybe once in 7 days, 15 days as per the logistics already planned, which is not the case with the rural India. You will have to really struggle. You will have to really establish your efficient entire channel. That will ensure that the last mile, the availability of your product in that small shop, that is a critical challenge. So, in short, exact replication of your urban model is not going to work for the physical distribution in the rural market. So, what are the problems? These challenges occur because rural market has its own built-in problems associated with it. Small markets, while you do all these things, you expect certain volume, but rural market is a scattered small market. So, that's number one challenge. Populations and trades are dispersed. So, of course, the small markets, when I say they are small villages, when you go from one end to the other end of the district. So, not only that, within that, the shop numbers, the shopkeepers are also one or two. Arriving at some economies of scale is a big challenge for your distribution. Road connectivity being poor, a lot of intermediaries. Now, to reach out to that last shop, if you start adding more intermediaries, again, the intermediary commission-based cost-plus model, this is going to go for a toss. So, therefore, the nature of dealership, the kind of shops that you want, density of shops, while in urban India, these people decide where they need to appoint, retailer, or where they need to appoint what, which is on a science of density of population, which is not possible in rural area. There are less number of shops, size of the village may be anything, but the few shopkeepers only sell couple of goods. So, that's another challenge. Inadequate credit to the retailers. While in urban areas, there are a lot of credit facilities, digital payments, etc., which is not probably the one which is available to the rural consumers, and especially for the consumer durables and all. Storage system. Now, all the FMCG products, and there are many other products of consumption in nature, need some kind of a storage, capabilities. Yeah, whether it is a soft drink, whether it is an ice cream, etc., or whether it is a frozen food, etc., you need adequate air conditioning, suppose. Now, if that is not chiller and all to run electricity continuously, if that is not going to be made available, your product is not going to be sold. Yeah, the retailer will not accept it to be, on his head. Yeah, so, as a result, companies have to work out innovative ways to ensure that the product lasts longer. Visibility of the product on the shelves, yeah, because these shops are not so scientifically or well designed or decorated to have a large shelf space, etc. It's like a very cluttered area, and that you have at your disposal within which you have to display your products. Yeah. Communication, offer schemes, etc., take time to reach out to the rural consumers. Yeah. So, as a result, the match between your offer reaching, availability of the goods at the shop, both has to match, yeah, which is also further complex problem where the consumer start going to the retailer, shopkeeper ask for that, rupees 5 off wala shampoo or 20% extra wala shampoo bottle, and the shopkeeper says, I have not received yet, yeah, so then your sale is not going to happen, yeah, and these consumers will not even buy the shopkeeper having whatever the products available with him. Yeah. So, that's another challenge. Yeah. You start communicating that this is a scheme, but if rural shopkeeper has not received or has not liquidated his old goods before that, there is going to be a stress, yeah, on the system, and that is going to affect your sale of goods. Yeah. Most organizations have leveraged traditional wholesale models. Yeah. Companies have tried using the traditional wholesale model, but in rural India, it is not succeeding. Consumers are becoming more aware. So, as I was telling you, that they need all these facilities, yeah, also available in urban area, to be made available in the rural area. Their visits to cities are definitely there. Yeah, it was there even earlier. Now, their exposure has grown. Yeah, therefore, once they reach a city or once they are on a net, etc., they come to know exactly what is the scheme that you have for the other market. And that is what they expect you to provide there. Fair pricing model, promotions, festival offers, etc. They want also in their areas available. Urban model of servicing not compromised. I have earlier said, they also in service marketing also their expectations are growing. The kind of service you offer to the urban consumers, they expect the same to be made available to them. A recent Nielsen study, acceptability among rural consumers grown twice as much as availability. So, as your availability improves, the acceptability level has grown among the rural consumers. So, it directly establishes a correlation. The better your availability, the better acceptance of your product, and therefore the better usability and the recurring sale of your product. Dealers offtakes has grown rapidly because of the high customer pool, but companies are failing to fulfill the demand. So, that's a challenge which I told you due to various reasons, and it is essential to understand where rural consumers are buying from. Now, the shift is taking place. Earlier, they were like very laid out system, like something which they want from their daily consumer. So, they will go to their daily shopkeeper, or there are weekly hearts, or they month on month, they go to the city to buy, or certain closer market to buy a certain commodity which can be stored for a period of time, etc. So, that's how they were operating. Now, things are changing. They are wanting multiple preferences, and that's where they are looking for, like, how you connect in terms of logistics and availability of product to them. The better the connectivity, the better the acceptability of your product, which needs a unique distribution model and better availability. So, friends, evolution of distribution and channel dynamics. So, let's focus a bit on understanding how the channels have evolved and what are the dynamics that drives that particular channel. Rural distribution channel is the most important in the marketing plan of any consumer goods company, because managing such a wide scale, we have earlier also discussed 650,000 villages. Now, reaching there is a mass, availability of a continuous basis of goods, and with what frequency that you should feed the goods in that locality, whether daily, weekly, monthly, fortnightly, whatever, that's a challenge. So, one need to really work out their logistics plan well. The estimation is that there are over 18 million markets. Market intermediaries means 18 million people are working in the channel to ensure that the goods reaches from the producer to the final consumers. Now, this includes wholesalers, stockists, transporters, etc. We are going to understand the distribution pattern. Yani. So I am not going to touch right now that this network is widely used across say 5,000 cities and towns and over 500,000 villages. So with this as a scale, urban areas have a range of distribution outlets and all very set, you know, based on the intensity, etc. Finding them is not difficult, which is not the case when it comes to rural market. Finding the shopkeeper willing to sell your products in the village where you see a potential itself is a first challenge. So, the dynamics are really changing. One need to really understand. This table shows you the level and it starts from the bottom and it goes up. Just for your information, where when I say bottom level 5, this is at a very ground level. Yani. So, large and small villages have this kind of a model. As you move up to level 4, semi-wholesaler, retailer, mobile trades, etc., which are the feeder town and a periodic market where it is generally held. Then you go above the district, sub-districts, there is tehsil, feeder blocks, talukas, etc. Then the cluster of districts, there is the district centers among certain popular districts, there are district headquarters as they say. And then comes the national and state level, which is level 1. So, these are the 5 levels of distribution channel. You need to really decide the structure of various aspects so that your urban population is also served and your rural population is also served, which generally starts from this level, level 3 and below. Like, while this may be still possible using urban model, so this is a structural levels of distribution channel. We move on to the dynamics, what drives this. Channel plays a vital role, we have already understood. Companies need to rely on this marketing channel to generate customer satisfaction and achieve differentiation. Now, here the branding and various marketing aspects come into foreplay. And so, in the sense, customer satisfaction is the ultimate one. But prior to that, the differentiation of the brand needs to be achieved. Your brand should be looked upon the way you expect the rural consumers to look at. And having done that, availability and then at the end, the satisfaction. So, managing these three through a distribution channel, which is wide and far, it's a challenge in itself. Most of this growth comes today from the lesser penetratized semi-urban and rural market. So, this growth drivers of the volume is that semi-urban and rural areas, therefore the essence of the logistics system, rising consumerism, growing income, exposure to information, etc. is adding twist to the distribution channel because consumers demand for the product, the way they want their product, the channel through which they want to buy these products, all is gradually changing. Lower penetration level for the most product categories often a great opportunity to nurture your future growth, provided you are able to develop appropriate distribution channel. So, these are some of the dynamics that we have seen. The major areas of the concern for the company is making their product available in the remotest part. We have just covered that in earlier this thing. This does not happen easily and companies have to therefore incur huge cost and ensure that the rural sales in these outlets are sufficiently stocked, the display is available, the stock is there, so that the regular consumption continue to happen. That will give the turns to the inventory that is kept by the shopkeeper, and that turn when increases, the offtake from the godowns or the wholesaler or the retailer will go up, and that will require more production and more sale to happen from the actual manufacturer. So that's the whole sequence, and so the dynamic is very clear. The labels are there. The choices are becoming more wider, channel preferences are changing, brand a challenge which remains there, yani. You have to ensure a differentiation, same kind of a service, continuous availability in such a large and wide format is a big challenge. That is the dynamics of the rural distribution channel. So, let's understand rural channel members. Yani. So, who all are involved in the distribution channel of the rural India. And so, rural marketeers have to deal with some of the different types of channel. So, we are trying to have the idea about this 4 types, which is generally there. Carrying and forwarding agent, redistribution stockist, wholesalers and the retailers. CFAs, that is carrying and forwarding agents. Who are they? So, let's understand that they are the first link of the company. It's a company depot for supplying products to the channel members. And generally engaged by FMCG and consumer good company to supplement their own depots. Yani. So, not possible for the manufacturers to have depots in every districts of India. However, you have to have a depot. And so, therefore, they have created a concept called carrying and forwarding agents, where these are the people who allow the goods of the company to be stocked there. Yani. They usually cater to one region, state, depending on the capability, availability of size of the godowns, etc. So that is pre-decided. The territory is earmarked. CFAs are of two types. One with the investing in stocks and transporting it to the next level, and the other without investment, also known as just merely a forwarding agent, acting as a mere transporter of the goods. So there are some who invest and also deal with the transportation of the goods to the next level. There are other category 2, which is merely a transporter. They are known as only the forwarding agent. Carrying and forwarding, when you say, the carrying and CFA actually invests in the goods and then transports the goods. The forwarding agents are merely, they allow the godown space and transfer the goods to the next level. So they are the forwarding agents. Most of them are the forwarding agents type, the second category. Redistribution stockists. So that's the next level that we want to understand. Who are these redistribution stockists? They are the primary channel. They actually drive your availability of goods in the rural market. Unlike CFA, whom mostly they do not invest, as we said, redistribution stockists are the first customer of the company. First customer of the company is a very important word. Investing in the stock of the goods and employing sales force. So you need to understand this part. Investment is for what? Investment in the stock. They actually receive the goods and pay for it, and later they have their own sales force to go in the deeper areas of the rural market and sell the goods to the respective stockist. They take the orders. Of course, they have other systems. So after order is taken, there is a van which is going to move around in the rural India, and then that will leave the stock ordered by the retailer. Many times the same salesman go with the van, and off on the spot, the discussion happens, the order is decided, he hands over the stock, collects the money as the case may be, and then he ensures that next time when he visits, he has an idea as to what was sold last time, what was not purchased last time. Therefore, he tries to push what was not purchased over a longer period. So that kind of a task that the retail salesman has to do for the rural redistribution agents. So these are the friends, very critical link. They invest in the stock, they actually pay for the company stock base. Therefore, they are the first customer. They have their own space to store, and then they have their people to go to the rural market and actually sell your products. Wholesalers. Again, the name itself, like we understand the wholesaler for the urban market, there are wholesalers for the rural market also. These are the one who are the oldest channel members serving the rural market. They continue to control the supply and consumption in the absence of the direct reach. In rural areas, there is seldom a distinction between wholesaler and the retailer. So friends, the difference between CFA and this, the wholesaler is also the one who actually invests in the goods. But he is the one who is not a small supplier. He sells in large quantity. So he may sell it to the redistributor, he may sell it to the retailer. But as it says, in the rural market, as you go a little deeper, level 3 and up to level 5, the concept of wholesaler and, retailer is literally not there. He's the same guy who may be just acting as a retailer as well. So one need to understand, the wholesaler is generally a practical concept at, say, up to level 2, say up to semi-urban, where there's a large area available. So this guy is able to buy in bulk and sell it in bulk, so that the retailer benefit out of that. He also is able to reach out to the retailer in a fairly good channel set, for that, and in a very sound manner, which is not the case as you go below. So level 3 and below, channel distinction gets a little, mixed. As a result, the wholesaler come retailer. So they are more acting like a wholesaler come retailer. Let's understand the retailer in the rural channel. These are the last link in the distribution chain and direct interface to the consumer. So he is the one who is actually stocking the goods. He has received the goods either from CFA or redistributor or a wholesaler, this thing. And then he actually has purchased it and he keeps it on stock. Goods on display, goods on stock, and he sells it to the final consumers. So he's your last mile link. They procure stocks mostly from the wholesaler or the nearby feeder towns, and sometimes supplies each them from the stockist through van supplies. So as I told you, the wholesaler whose van keeps coming to various villages and all, along with the retail salesman, etc. So that's how they procure the goods. Besides regular retailer with fixed shop setup, there are also mobile traders. Rural market has evolved its own way of distribution. There are few there is a mobile network of retailers. So the villages and all which are a reasonably smaller one, where even shopkeeper is not keen to really put up with, you know, shop, etc. For the intensity of the product consumption is low, and it is there, but it is not yet attractive enough to have a shop, you know, kind of being set up there, or the shopkeeper will have a regular business. All those kind of being questioned. Setup has created the mobile network where the van go to those areas at a pre-decided frequency. The villagers or the people will know, or at least when the van goes, you know, there is a loud announcements and all are made, and then they park themselves at one place and they are available for a couple of hours or a day to sell the product. So villagers can come and buy what they want. So distribution practice and models in rural market. So let's understand the practice and which are the models of the rural market connected with the distribution as a focus of our subject. One important point to be kept in mind while formulating a specific strategy is to know that in the rural area, the characteristics of the consumables and durables, that is the shelf life, etc. These are the aspects that need to be kept in mind. Perishability of the item vis-a-vis the need for storage of those kind of items. All this thing needs to be kept in mind. So, whether item is consumable or durable, whether it requires a specific way to store or it can be kept in open or away from sunlight, as they say, or store in a cold, dry place, and those kind of things, or say ice cream, soft drinks, etc., for the rural shop to sell it to the final consumer. So there are certain other additional requirement, a prerequisite, as they say, before the goods is sold to the final consumers. Those aspects need to be first understood. And the challenge within that needs to be determined. Is there a solution available to that? And how simple that solution is? Then we'll decide your overall distribution strategy and tactical plans. Below is how companies have succeeded in doing their bit for the rural market. So segment villages before expanding. So with numerous villages in India, it is impossible for again hit the rural market at all go. So what is needed is a segmentation approach to come first. So as we have earlier studied, segmentation followed by targeting must be achieved. You again cannot go to all villages. Here they have given an example. Say like company decides that village with 2000 people and more, or electrified village with 5000 population and more. There are certain such criteria on which company can decide the segmentation, demographic criteria, etc. Having done that, you need to again target whether you can reach out all. So in one go, don't think of reaching out all this thing. You probably create a phase-wise rollout and then ensure the continuous availability. By doing so, the percentage of villages covered comes to say only 10%. However, the percentage of all the rural population covered will be substantial. Very important point. So again, it is that 80-20 rule, as we say. So once you do a proper segmentation and a targeting, what will you get? You may cover only 10% of the population, but you will get substantial share of business. These are the people who buy, say, almost 50-60% of the rural sale that is happening. So one need to really understand from where the volume is generated, from where are you going to get that volume, and then target those villages or, you know, districts, etc., and gather your volume, so that with less coverage, you are still able to get larger volumes. How companies have succeeded in reaching out to the rural consumer. So we will now study various models. Here what they told you is the way to go. So what we are trying to understand is the model. So first is a segmentation, then use of cooperative society. So under this, there are various models that is going to come, as you see. So various models that we will now understand. So first is the cooperative societies. Cooperative society is nothing but collective effort by few to bring the people of similar requirements nature together and then form a body. On this body, on behalf of its member, will be the front face who will deal with the OEMs, the producers, the wholesalers, the distributor, as you see, and then they'll strike a deal or strike a repo which is beneficial to both. So they play that vital role. You really cannot think of bypassing rural cooperative societies, because they are very influential in conveying into their members what to buy, what not to buy, etc. So these are there, but however, at what level one need to really understand the cooperative societies, as this says, that you probably may get up to your level 3. They may not be there in level 4 and 5. So deep down, cooperative society may not be there, but it could be one route to reach out to your rural consumers. Then comes the public distribution system, PDS, as they say, which is a government-owned body. Government of India is responsible to reach out essential commodities to all the citizens of India. And that's how they have started what you call a public distribution system. Overall, under the state prerogative, this is a revamped PDS places more emphasis on reaching remote rural areas. This is a system focus nowadays. The purpose of PDS is to make available essential commodities available at a reasonable price to the common man of India. The shops that these shops who do this are classified PDS centers, and they are responsible to supply goods at a designated rate in the gear, said quantity, etc. Again, so they cannot sell more than what was supposed to be given to a family or a person, etc. They get their supplies to the corporations and cooperatives of the government of India or the body allowed to provide goods to such PDS systems. Here again, there is an element for centralized procurement and distribution. So the larger body, the food supply corporation of India, etc., or the larger body play a role of buying in bulk so that they are able to ensure that within the distribution channel, the goods pass through smoothly, each one earns their share of pie. And overall, rural consumer, when they get that, goods are not prohibitively costly. Yani they are at a reasonable rate. So they play their role of economies of scale, and that's how they work out at the whole distribution system. So producers of the FMCG goods and consumables should remember even this is one channel to tap. Yani the manufacturing and marketing men should explore effective utilization of a PDS system. So PDS system is a set sitter system which is there. Once you know, you can work out your way to reach out to these people based on the rules and regulations. They are allowed to sell certain things, they are not allowed to sell certain things, etc. You work out your modular arrangement either through the official channel, or you encourage those guys to come forward and have a place for you, etc. So that overall win-win this thing is created. Utilization of multipurpose distribution centers by petroleum and oil companies. And this petroleum and oil companies has the best reach across our country. And they are in the remotest area of our country. These companies have really created that. Now, can you do this, work with them to create a multi-distribution, multi-purpose model? And so, once the petrol pump becomes also a seller of other goods and services, it becomes multi-purpose. In addition to petrol, diesel, lubricants, these outlets also can stock consumables, agricultural input for products for farmers like pesticides and seeds, and even your routine consumables. So, it is estimated that there are about 450 such outlets in operation already in country. Number of petrol pumps are huge. Out of that, say 450 have so far got into the channel being multi-purpose distribution center. The rural consumers who have tractors, oil engine pump sets, mopeds frequent these outlets. So, these outlets are frequented by the rural consumers. They come to these outlets to procure their requirements. Can be profitably utilized for selling consumables also. So, here petrol pump and oil company's outlet can be converted into a multi-purpose outlet. Of course, you will have to have into proper agreement and understanding of a way of commercialization. And then once you do that, it will give you one more point within your rural distribution system, which is easy to reach, and rural consumers that, you know, as I told you, maybe level 5 and level 4 maybe will prefer to come to such outlets rather than going into far off cities and all to buy their essential requirements. So that's also one aspect that one needs to understand. This is one of the model of your rural marketing distribution. Distributing up to feeder markets and mandi towns. There is no replacement yet of this mandi than feeder towns that has taken place. And it continues to play a vital role. Therefore, you must have in your marketing strategy, rural marketing strategy, some scope of connecting well with these mandis and feeder markets. The rural consumers visit this town at a regular interval and not only sell their agriculture produce, but they buy. For them, it's a multi-purpose visit. They go to such market at a predefined frequency where they sell their produce goods. And while on the return journey, they buy what is needed by them for the household or what they want to come to village and sell, etc. So, this is how it is working. From the feeder markets in the mandi town, the stockist or the wholesaler can agent for distribution to the village shops. So, if this earlier models and earlier type of a distribution, if they are available in mandi towns and feeder towns, etc., then they can plan their subsequent distribution to the rural market effectively. So, their motto should be to be at a right place where rural consumers want to come or they frequent those areas, be present there. That will help them to get the orders in a much better manner and effective manner. Once the orders are on hand, the distribution can take place through a various modes, and he can economize in his own distribution effectiveness. The distributors can be done by moped, cycles, bullock carts. So, for rural market, again, a unique movement, the mobility needs to be thought for the goods. So, this is what differentiates. So, where goods can be sent by cycle, mopeds, bullock carts, whoever going, camel bags, even trucks and, you know, the transport buses going are being utilized by the these people very effectively. So, they have a regular tie-up. So, the bus of one carrier going from that village to the next village, the goods are sent. I am not getting into being legal, illegal, etc. But this is there are various innovative ways that you can tap to ensure that the goods reaches your final shops, the retail shop, and thus your final consumers. Shendis, hearts and jatras and melas. These are very conventional, traditional form of rural distribution. What you do in this, these are the rural consumer congregate as this. These are the places where this rural communities come promptly. They don't need a reason to be there at hearts or jatras or melas, etc. While shendis, hearts are held on a particular day every week, jatras and melas are on occasions, specific festival occasions, etc. They are normally tied with religious festivals such as places of worship or places of holy, this thing, or some historical importance, etc. Only temporary shops come up during this period, and that's where the rural consumers can go and buy that. So, this needs to be looked at more by the distributors and those kind of a people as to how to utilize this opportunity, or those wholesaler come retailer, their kind of people should get into selling through this channel. It can be beneficial for the companies to organize certain offers, certain availability, ensure availability, provide better offers during those periods, so that the potential can be tapped better by attracting them. You may have to even attract the first buyers. So, there has to be a focus by the rural marketer to utilize the promotion, push, penetration approach of marketing during such opportune time. Agriculture input dealers. Now, this is also a channel which is established by the companies who have been there into ages, because agriculture being the backbone of India's economy right from independence. Now, service sectors share in the GDP is far more grown, but agriculture still has not lost its charm. As a result, already certain agriculture input dealers setup has been created by those companies like the fertilizer manufacturers, seed manufacturers, etc. So, they ensure that, this is why there are about 2 lakh fertilizer dealers in the country, both in cooperative and private sector. So, these 2 lakh dealers are the example of other product manufacturers utilizing that reach. So, can you do that? So, example of Varnanagar in Maharashtra proved an eye-opener in this regard, where the sugar and milk cooperatives have totally changed the lifestyle of the people. So, Varna is a very popular area. The milk products and other products are also available. Their entire cooperative movement there and the way they have organized themselves have changed, made the difference to their life. The supermarket in Varnanagar caters exclusively to rural consumers. So, there are supermarkets model also within that area where rural consumers come. Like we go to the supermarket, rural consumers come there, buy their requirements and all. Cooperative suppliers, cooperative supermarkets called Chintamani in Coimbatore arranges free transit of rural consumers to the supermarket for their purchases. So, these are the entrepreneurs who have taken care of the primary need of the mobility of the person. So, they ensure that the consumers at their frequency are brought to the supermarket set up by them. They buy the goods and they are transported back. So, these are some of the innovative ways to garner more footfalls in your market or in your shops. So agriculture input dealer is another very important model and modes of reaching out to your rural consumers.